nothing and everything. If you think about those words, nothing and everything, they kind of seem to be polar opposites. Because nothing, we think of vastness or the empty space. Like the word says, there's just nothing. And everything, we think of every possible thing, every minute little detail, everything is thought out, or just all of this is inclusive. And one of the things that I thought about is, even though they seem like polar opposites, that nothing and everything, but when you look closer, they're actually come together quite nicely. And as we think of nothing and everything, there's nothing, there's everything, but they kind of go together. And why this is on this kind of trail that I'm thinking is the processing of nothing and everything. And sometimes it feels like we are at the extreme edges of both. Sometimes we feel at the extreme side of sadness, and others we feel we're at the extreme side of happiness. And what I want to create, or what I want to look at, is that middle ground, that point where they join together, that we create, that God creates for us, that middle ground when we can just be. Where we can just be and we can process the emotions, the things that come across, the things that are constantly coming at us, and figure a way to lower the extremes down so we have that point of processing, of reflecting. And in that time of reflecting, we can look deeper into our relationships. Our relationships with God, with Christ, with the Holy Spirit, with ourselves, with one another, with our family, our emotions. All these things that are within us that tug us each way in each direction. And we also, in relationship to the text, it seems like we get the broadest terms at times, and other times we get the narrowest. And then the tiniest and the largest and all this stuff that raises more questions or leaving us with a sense of overwhelmness or a sense of peace or of calm, knowing that through all that and all and nothing, that Christ, that God is in the center of that, creating space for us to live. Excuse me. And when we look at Romans, because that's what inspired my nothing and everything ideas, is that through Romans, Paul puts down a lot of heavy things. A lot of heavy things to think about, things that sometimes brush us the wrong way. When he says it, you're like, really? Really, Christ said that? And Paul wrote that down? Really? And then you think, oh, wait. There's something in there. And when we look at this in the Romans 8, that's the end of Romans 8, 26 through 39. Paul is kind of writing, summing up all these things. That if God is for us, who is against us? That he who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us. So that and buts are kind of plain in them. It is God who justifies. Who is the right hand? Who is it that condemns? And what makes it all kind of possible, when we can look at this in a different lens, when we can look at Paul of all his different writings, but especially in Romans, because that's what we're looking at during this time, is if we look at it through the lens of God's love, knowing that God is everything for us. Our life, our breath, our depth, our height, all this stuff. That when God's love, if we focus in that lens of God's love poured out through us, through the Holy Spirit, to us, to equip us, it allows us and gives us that possibility to express that love, to hold on to that love when we are called to live, when we are called to suffer, or not even called, but when that seems like that's our path, that we have been thrown so many different hardships and so many difficulties, that we are suffering. We are called to grieve. We're called to laugh. We hold on to God's love for us. To hold on to that we are created. We are called, we are sealed, we are healed. We are adopted, beloved children of God. And holding on to that everything that we experience, we know that then that nothing that can separate us comes into play. It makes that sense of joining together. And like I said, as we draw upon that vastness of God's love and grace for us, that equips us, gives us a renewed strength to face all the everything that we face throughout our days, throughout our weeks, throughout the hours and minutes that we exist or coexist on this planet. And in that idea of that love that binds us to God, and when reading and looking into the different ideas that come from theologians on the scripture, and I kind of interpreted this in my own ideas, is that the love of God that binds us to one another, to the Holy Spirit, to Christ, so that in neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, things in our present, in our past, in our future, nor our sins, nor the heights we rise to, nor the depths we sink in our grief, our tears, our laments, nor anything else in all of creation can separate us in our relationship to the Trinity, because we are bound up. Think of that. We are bound up with God's love for us. And we carry that love, kind of like that protective shawl, kind of like a blanket. We carry that love for us, and nothing can separate us from that. And that is everything that we search for.